ICE awards Florida law enforcement millions in grants for massive immigration crackdown. By Warner Todd Houston on September 28, 2025. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, announced Friday that Florida's law enforcement agencies have been awarded millions in federal funding as the Sunshine State launches a massive, statewide crackdown on illegal immigration. The funding has been awarded to law enforcement agencies that enrolled in the federal 287G program to partner with the Department of Homeland Security in immigration actions. In Florida, 325 state law enforcement agencies have partnered with the federal program, a 577% increase over the number in January. Florida state and local law enforcement agencies have demonstrated exceptional commitment as essential partners in ICE's 287G program, said ICE Deputy Director Madison D. Sheehan in a press release. This partnership exemplifies the critical role collaboration plays in safeguarding our communities and ensuring the removal of the most dangerous individuals who threaten public safety. At a time when ICE officers and law enforcement personnel face unprecedented challenges and threats, these partnerships are more vital than ever to protect our neighborhoods and uphold the rule of law. Watch, this is why ICE wears masks. Sheehan commended the commitment that Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, has put into immigration enforcement, and also Attorney General James Uthmeer, the Florida Highway Patrol, and the Florida Sheriff's Association for their dedication. Thank you to the Trump administration and our federal partners at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security for choosing Florida as the first stop for presenting reimbursements for our dedicated law enforcement officers across the state, DeSantis said in a statement. Florida is proud to lead the nation on illegal immigration enforcement, acting as a force multiplier to assist President Trump in restoring our nation's sovereignty. Local agencies will be awarded $10,005,665 each to use for immigration efforts, and state-level partners are receiving $28,570,240. ICE notes how the money is set to be used: $2.7 million in transportation funding for local agencies, $7.3 million in equipment funding for 974 local officers, $1 million in transportation funding for state agencies, and $27.5 million in equipment funding for 3,676 state-level officers. These awards and Florida's commitment to immigration actions will form a key indicator on the effectiveness of the Trump administration's work to send millions of illegals home. Florida has one of the largest numbers of law enforcement agencies enrolled in the 287G program in the country. The state will serve as a test case for how the partner program will affect jobs, state budget expenses, crime, and a host of related issues. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.